Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
It's August 11th. It's National Hip Hop Day.
Go show it. It's your birthday.
Celebrate, we put Jade up against Damien. The Hip Hop Parade Rap Battle.
Push me.
Oh, yeah, baby. We love our hip hop. All right. Well, and we are going to put you two guys head to head right now. Just to circle back, 1 hour ago, we gave you 60 minutes on the clock to write a 60-second rap to the tune of one of the greatest iconic hip-hop songs of all time, Rapper's Delight. Sugar Hill Gang.
And this is from The Wedding Singer. The old granny doing the rap.
Yep, got to run in The Wedding Singer. Yeah. Absolutely iconic song. Now, just to run through what some of the parameters have been. So you had 60 minutes to write a 60-second rap that must include 4 Illawarra suburb mentions. It must contain the following iconic rap terms.
I feel like, you know, when you get off really nervous and you like want to do a wee, that's where I'm at.
I need to do a wee as well.
Yeah. Okay, Off the Hook's got to be in there. Shorty's got to be in there. In honor of Snoop Dogg, we want to hear a few izzles. You know, like a rizzle, shizzle, kizzle, tizzle. Sup with you, dog.
Oh, sup with you, dog.
I'm looking forward to that. I want to hear some kicks as well. And bonus points if you can chuck in a kick in it old school.
All right, this is serious, okay? Can I go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You want to go first?
I've decided I'm going to do it in a voice. I'm going to go.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, so I'm going to get nice and close for this.
Okay, you ready?
All right,
okay.
You right to go?
All right, here we go.
What was it? Are you going to... We got to get
the music, okay?
Let's get
the music, cue it up. Here we go.
Sorted for you.
All right.
And Zaymo, take it away.
All right. A lot of years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, me and my shorty, we like kicking it old school. Bopping and dropping, wearing kicks, looking so cool. She got the booty, I got the brawn. We off the hook, we got it going on. We hit Chico's, yeah, that place is the shizzle, then Sharper. Cause shorty needs a whistle, they're jamming through Depto, Bog Bog Road. Say, if I'm coach, she says, sup, dog? You look kind of yellow. It's not like you. You're such a good-looking fellow. We do walk flats and then on to Kayama. We get some blowhole to settle the drama. Then back to the hood. It's Wollongong, baby. You say, yeah. You is the dog, Damien.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job. Now I'm nervous. I've got full butterflies going on.
All right.
My God. Okay.
Jay, take it away if you can.
Right. I've got to channel my ultra rap ego.
You're in the Eminem
zone. I'm ready
to go. You're on the 8 mile. You're ready to go? Jade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take it away.
Yeah. Cut my mic because I'm going to back off a little bit, Dino.
All right.
I'm on the jugs and I'm kicking it old school. Damon thinks he's fly, but he's such an old fool. Got my new kicks heading back to the room. Better keep my eyes peeled. Don't want to step in cow poo. Cruising with my peeps down Jerangong Streets. Got my window down so you can all hear my bits. Want to split to Kiama? For shizzle, my nizzle. How you feeling, shorty? Bet you never thought I'd sizzle. I'm in Illawarra. My town is here. Come on, Damien, I'm gonna rap all over your ear. Flex, Steptoe, beat through them all. You and Derek Buckley almost got in a brawl. Windan, Wollongong, got something to eat? What's up with you, dog? Walk the boom, I'll be. Bula, Balami, know my way around. The rule called click, my name's all over this town. You see, Damien, you're not reading my book. Illawarra, a bed, mother jokes at the hook.
Hey, listen, ordinarily I would say, Dino, you choose, but that was too good. We have a champion.
Oh, Jade.
Jade Tarter.
Oh, wait, hang on. Mic drop.
Yay. You smashed it. That was good. She even dissed me at the start.
Absolutely.
Wow. Dissed me.
International Hip Hop Hooray
that
Day.
That was good, Jade.
And our winner is
like
Jade. Take a bow,
take a
sister.
Wow. Whew.
Yeah, I'm so nervous, though. My hands are full shaking.
You smashed it. That
Gotta
was
mention,
so good.
You can check it all out, the vision of Jade and Damo going head-to-head, tonking it on there at the Wave FM Facebook page, 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook. It is all there.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
And we've started dealing with a few moral quandaries, I guess, or personal relatable type things that people have sent us or brought to our attention.
Yeah.
This one hasn't actually been written by a listener, but has been forwarded on to us. So worth getting your thoughts, Jade and Damo, this morning.
Yes.
Heading, advice needed.
Okay.
Does anyone have any suggestions on how to politely cut someone out of your life?
A woman who I've been friends with for over 10 years now has become very toxic to be around after splitting from her husband. Now, I've tried to be supportive, but she's gotten messily drunk around my kids a few times now and says horrible, callous things to my hubby and also some of our friends on a regular basis. I've tried speaking to her about her attitude as well, but she just shrugs it off and says she thinks there's no reason she should have to hold her feelings in or do anything that we kind of say. So at first I thought, look, she's just a bit of a new, free-spirited perspective on life that she's going through, but now I think she's using her divorce as an excuse to go off the rails and be cruel to those around her. I don't want to create a massive rift between other friends or get into an argument with this woman either, but I just don't want to hang around her and especially have one-on-one time with her. Help, how do I deal with this?
I've actually got, had personal experience with that.
I can see you getting passionate about this. As he was reading it,
I've had personal experience with that. And I've also have a friend who recently went through something similar.
Right, okay.
And with a toxic friend or somebody who is like just a giver. I mean, if someone's a giver in the other friendship, it's just a taker and taker. Right. The easiest way for me, well, I just went cold turkey. I actually messaged this friend and said, you know how I feel about people bitching about people behind their back. That's not what a good friend does. Wow. Don't ever talk to me again.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, she's talking about you behind your back.
So she was meant to be my best friend, one of my best friends, and she was a person who was quite like to bitch and be really like tongue-in-cheek about other people. And I said to her, I was like, if I ever do anything that you think, oh, that's a bit dodgy, as one of my best friends, you would say to me to my face, hey, Jade, don't do that. That's not cool. That's what good friends do. They support each other, but they're also honest with each other. She went out to dinner with two people who I didn't know, but my new partner, it was his best friend. And she spent the whole dinner bitching about her friend, which happened to be me, and saying I was a liar, I was a bad mother.
Oh, my God.
I slept around. All these things that were entirely untrue. And so the vitriol that came out of her mouth about me, who was supposed to be my best friend. So I found out, and then so I sent her that text, and we never spoke again.
And that was it? That
was it.
Did she reply at all?
No, but she tried to get me fired from my job here before I even started.
Oh, gee, she's a piece of work.
Yeah, she's a massive manipulator, this one.
Wow, that is full on.
Yeah. Wow. So there we go. That's my personal experience.
Jade, I just better come clean about something. When you were out of the room, I did say to Dino that the food you bring in is smelly, okay? I just don't want to get one of those texts from you. Okay? That's it. I don't want you to find out anything.
You're gone.
I'm just coming clean, okay?
Wow. So, yeah, that's my... But if it's for somebody, like, different, things aren't as hardcore. Like, for this person in particular, just distance yourself.
Yeah.
Stop creating opportunities for you to be one-on-one together and just kind of back away from the relationship. And if you want, you could tell a couple of your close friends, just so you know, this relationship's becoming a bit toxic, I'm going to back away. I don't want that to affect your relationship with them, but I'm quietly just backing off from that friendship.
All right, come on. Okay.
We may get into a lot of this sort of stuff.
Or you can just text them and say, don't ever talk to me again.
don't ever talk to me again.
Otherwise good.
You're
done. Got any moral quandaries that you'd like us to kind of deal with and discuss on the show, feel free. We can keep it anonymous. You can get in contact through Facebook or give us a buzz anytime.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You probably gathered already. I'm a little bit frazzled this morning.
Bit frazzled. What's up, buddy? What's up?
I'm out of sorts. The reason why I'm out of sorts, okay, so my wife, Eileen, she's heading off for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
She's got to go to Bundaberg, sadly, for a funeral, actually. So she's got to go for a funeral. She's bringing up her mother to meet the family and all the rest. Which means I'm left behind manning the fort. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking after the whole family. I've got a lot to do over the next while.
Flying solo.
If there's anyone out there who wants to drop over meals or anything like that, I'm available because you know us men, we're not great at this sort of thing.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, the thing about it is trying to coordinate things is always quite difficult, and I got bailed up this morning by my little daughter, Kiki, okay? She's got some major things on tomorrow, and in a sleepy tone, I managed to grab this.
Hey, Dad, can you pretty please take tomorrow off?
Oh, I've got work, Keeks.
But I'm was the best thing in my life. Got my big athletics race.
I don't know if I'll see what I can do because Mammy's away.
Yes, I need my pep talk.
All right, so you see why I'm a bit frazzled. That's how I left the house this morning. Now, I know there's no way we can't really. Days off are hard on the radio. It's hard to take days off because this is. Morning is what we do. What we do.
You're going to do the radio show. So because Eileen would usually take her to the athletics club.
And organise everything well because you got to get her to the bus. You got to do all that other stuff because they leave early for the athletics carnival. Yeah. I think she also wants us to go as well, but obviously Eileen can't and we've got work here. So I don't know. I mean...
But she sounds so cute.
No, she sounds really cute. That's why I'm left with a guilty conscience. I'm like, I can't take a day off. I suppose what I'm trying to say to you guys is, do you mind if I take a day off tomorrow?
See, you use the cuteness of your child as a pawn to try and, you know, emotionally blackmail us into having a day off.
I'm kind of doing that, would you mind if I don't turn up tomorrow?
Well, Kiki mentioned the pep talk at the end there. Is that like an important thing for her?
Oh, normally, either Eileen or myself, we'll kind of take her side and we'll give her the usual sort of thing. No matter what comes through, you stay calm, you stay focused, and remember, you've got to have fun, but at the same time, you've got to beat everyone. You know, you know how the pep talk.
I've got it. I've got an idea.
Oh, yeah.
How's about so that you don't have to take a day off if you don't want to? I mean, I don't care if you come down with a sickness tomorrow.
I'd love a day off. Okay, but anyway, go on, go with
your
idea.
If you don't want to have a day off, how's about we could do the radio show from your house.
Oh, from my house.
Yeah, so we could just, because, well, we did it remotely through COVID. God, I was in the green zone for 4 months. Remember, I did the show from Jamboree every day.
You're an expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert. And then we could do it together from your house. And then I don't know if you know about this about me, Damien Leith, but back at Jamboree Public School in the 80s, I was house captain of War Hope.
Oh, wow.
The green team.
It actually doesn't surprise me.
I know how to give a pep talk. I know how to do a rally. I even know how to do some cheers. I can even teach us some moves.
Give us a cheer now.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Go! Whoa!
Was that as good as a card back? What were you guys, the war? What?
War Hope. We were named after some, we had Himes, Menzies, and War Hope. I think they were all Australian explorers or something. Okay. What is the green team?
Well, okay, you're pretty good. Okay.
I'm a bit rusty. That's just one of the, that's the only one I can remember. I'll roll out the carpet, roll out the mat. Come on, War Hope, knock them flat.
Oh, okay, I like that.
That was a bit better.
That's exactly what Kiki needs tomorrow, to get her up and about do her best.
She'll be pumped.
But wait, I've got two options here.
Yeah.
One, take a day off. Have a sleep in. And option two, have you over to the house.
Singing that in your lounge room.
To sing that to the kids first thing in the morning. At the top.
What do you want to do? I'm easy with whatever.
All right, Jade, come over.
Really?
Bring croissants.
All right, it's a date. We're doing the show tomorrow live from Damo's front lawn.
Okay, I need to know beforehand is what house she goes for so I can write up some chairs.
Aranda.
And also, what colour is it? Because you need to...
Yellow.
Okay, so we need to get yellow zinc because that's an Aussie thing. Whatever your team is, you need to put that colour zinc on your cheeks.
Okay.
And do we get some yellow pom-poms and stuff?
Okay, right.
We've got to go next level with these things.
You know she's running. She's...
Well, she's
she can't run with pump. Okay, okay.
But
no,
she
okay.
might want to cheer. At some
all right, lock it in.
Well, they could be for you. Maybe I'll dress you up as a supporter in as much yellow as I could find.
Now you're talking.
Somehow I don't know. Has anyone got a Big Bird suit?
We are live tomorrow morning, live from Planet Leith.
Oh, jeez.
All right, what a way to do a Friday.
That completely backfired on me, didn't it?
Do we need to pass this by Basmataz, or we just do it?
Ah, he can come too.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Ask us anything.
Yeah, you can reach out with questions for Jade and Damien anytime through our Facebook page or just give us a buzz, actually, 427-51965. A couple here that have come through from listeners in the past 7 days. Love to get your thoughts and yarns on these. Cast your mind back. and describe the most unflattering school photo of you.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, well, I've got a couple. My first one in kindergarten, I can remember a week before school started, my friend Kate Mooney and I were playing hairdressers and she cut my fringe, like, really close to the scalp. So I had to get, like, a dunny brush. That's what they were called back in the 80s, you know, when you got to get, like, your hair, like, you know, a buzz cut. Yes. Kind of like a number one buzz cut.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
School photos were not long after the start of term. And then to add insult to injury, I also have, you know, one of those, like, windburn rashes.
Oh, yes.
And I had it and it was, like, all over my mouth. So my first school photo, I'd look like a boy in a dress with a dodgy haircut and a big pash rashy thing all over my mouth. Well, that was my kindergarten photo.
It's very hard to beat that one, I've got to be honest with you. I mean, I always seem to be grumpy in all my pictures when I was younger. I'm grumpy. I wouldn't smile. There's one that's on our home wall in Ireland and I'm just, you have my two brothers, my sister, and they're smiling and the teeth and everything.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then you have me standing beside it like I've just committed a crime. It's like a mugshot.
The worst date that you've ever been on. Describe that for us. The worst date.
The worst date. I'll tell you, I thought it was a date. It turns out it actually wasn't a date at all. I got a big, huge bouquet of flowers one time. There was a girl I met at a nightclub. Uh-huh. I gave her my pet detective card.
Oh, God, yes.
So we would follow up. And I said, hey, okay, well, let's catch up again. So I got a massive bouquet of flowers and I got in a taxi and I drove all the way to her house. And she met me at the door and she says, what are you doing here? And I said, I thought we were meeting up. And she said, no.
And you're there with flowers.
And then it was awkward. She didn't invite me in. The taxi had already left. And I went, oh, well, these are for you. And she took the flowers. She went back into her house. And I went out into the road, walked into town, because she was out in the country road. I walked back into town and I got a taxi home.
Wow.
Wasn't that hard?
You went in a bit too hard, a bit too quick.
I read the signs really badly.
Really wrong. I remember a date of mine, and this is like, gosh, I was like 19 or something, living in Wollongong, and I met this guy one night out, and we ended up going on a date, and he was like a uni student. We were both at uni. We went and had a date. We were at some classy joint in Wollongong. Anyway, halfway through the meal, one of his mates came in and then we're sitting there having dinner and having a drink and his mate came in and he's like, oh, well, mate, what are you doing here? What's going on? And then he's looking at me, and then he's like, you realise this guy's got a girlfriend, don't you?
Oh,
and I was like, what?
He dubbed in
out
his
of
mate.
There. Yeah. He dubbed his mate. He was one of his childhood friends and they'd come to uni together and he ousted him, which is good for me because I was like, see you later, mate. And I left him with the leftover food and the bill.
And you hooked up with his friend.
No, his friend was a bit of a douchebag and, you know, only friends do stuff like that.
Well,
but anyway.
Right, yeah.
All right, if you've got questions for Jade and Damien, we've got answers, so get them to us through Facebook or give us a buzz anytime.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Here's your daily dose. Joke of the Damien.
All right. two short jokes for you. Okay. The first one, a wife, she always goes to bed after her husband, but when she gets into bed, the room stinks because every single time he gets into bed, he drops a couple of McNasties in there and fumigates the bed entirely. It's disgusting.
A little duchy.
Yeah, so anyway, she decides to get a bit of revenge on him. She sneaks into the room and she puts some bits of meat cuts that she got from the butchers just at his bottom. Alright. Anyway, she's outside the room. She hears a massive loud one get ripped and then suddenly a massive scream afterwards. A while later, the husband comes out and he's all flushed and he goes, oh my God, honey, remember how you told me that eventually one day I would fart my guts out? Well, it happened. And I tell you, boy, it took a lot of work to get them back in.
I don't think we need another joke.
I don't think we need another
one.
That's actually pretty good.
Share that one at work today. Especially if you work in a butcher shop.
I hope it wasn't a T-bone.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.